Hey, everybody. Welcome back to you. Welcome to you, honey. Listen, oh my God, what an amazing day this is. So when I'm thinking about a topic for you guys, I'm always asking the universe to guide, direct me. How can I inspire you to move and pivot in the direction of you? Ooh, boy, do I have a topic for you today. Hey, everybody, this is Gangsta Chef Cabrini. I am always here to teach you how to pivot in the direction of what you want. The question always is, what do you want? So, you know, in the subsequent podcasts, I've been talking about, you know, who are you and getting stuck in learning how to pivot. Well, today I want to talk about preparing to jump. Ooh, preparing to jump. You know, and I had this whole pre-podcast that I was doing, and then the phone rang and it got interrupted. But it was good because that, I'm going to piggyback on that. You know, when you're preparing to jump, this particular topic of preparing to jump is about jumping into health and jumping into being healthy and how do I do that? And, you know, listening to doctors. And so I'm talking to a client, and this client is preparing to jump. And, you know, she's thinking of, you know, how should I do this? And because I am my leaning as a gangster chef is in the ketogenic low carb area. And this woman has some weight that she wants to lose, and she's in her 70s. And, you know, it's really crucial right now that the weight is monitored and, you know, that the unhealthy weight comes off and that the healthy weight stays on. But when you are used to having the unhealthy weight, you want to hold on to what's familiar. Oh my God. So she has to wait and talk to the doctors at the same time, holding and fighting for the limitation, because, you know, when you're 70 years old and you've been with doctors for so long and the doctors are pretty much your God, but now, you know, because of COVID, they get to spend less time with you. So they really don't know who you are and what you need. And heaven forbid you tell the doctors that you're going into a ketogenic way of eating or a low carb way, then, you know, so it just becomes confusing. So what do? You stay with the familiar fat, the familiar weight. So what changes? Nothing. Because you're scared to prepare to jump. So here, if you are the person that I am speaking to and I'm in your ear, what I would like for you to do is think of where you are right now as you're on the cliff and you're on the edge of whatever part it is in your life, and you're preparing to jump because you know one, two, maybe three things. One, you have to get the weight off because you're not getting any younger. You're 70 plus, right? Two, you're on meds that you don't really need to be on. Three, you're going into a new way of eating that is healthier than you are eating now. How do you prepare to jump? Well, first you sit with yourself and you say, listen, we know we have to make a change, right? Let's get with someone that we trust. Let's get with someone that we know that they know what they're talking about. Let's do our research. And let's see, most importantly, how does it make me feel? How does it make me feel to know that I could potentially lose this weight in a healthy way? And I don't have to cook the food. Oh my God, she's going to cook it for me. I don't have to shop for the food. Oh my God, she's going to shop for me. And it's healthy. And I, based on the research that I'll do, I could come off many of the meds that I'm on and live another 20 years plus healthier than I've ever been? Or do you stay where you are because it's familiar, go down, get unhealthier, right? the doctor sits with you for now 13, 14 minutes because they can't stay with you long now. And nothing changes. You're standing at the edge because you're afraid to jump, because you're not prepared to jump, because you did not prepare. And preparing means change. So maybe, just maybe, if you pivot in that direction of change and you say to yourself, I'm ready. Right now, I do not feel healthy. I know that I don't. And I know that these doctors have so many other people that they have to deal with. They're not really, really thinking of my specific health in mind. So I have to take matters in my own hands. I have to get my parachute. I have to arm myself with what I need. And I'm going to jump. Because I know this parachute, I'm paying a lot of money for this parachute. And I know this parachute is going to land me exactly where I need to be. So if I am talking to you, pivot in that direction. Do your research. Prepare yourself so that your body can live a healthier, longer life. And make sure when you're doing that, when you're pivoting, pay attention to how does it make you feel. If your doctor makes you feel really good and strong about the decision, then stick with your doctor. But if your doctor is just taking you as a number and just talking to you and basically, you know, filling off, okay, next, and you really can't get your answers fulfilled, do your own preparation. Get your own parachute and prepare yourself to jump into your next future. And know that you're doing it yourself. You're being an advocate for yourself. Oh, baby. And I guarantee you, when you take matters in your own hands and you take your life in your own hands and you prepare to jump, there's nothing greater. I love you. Talk to you in the next video. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back. So it occurred to me that sometimes preparing to jump comes with a little consequences. Sometimes when you are preparing to jump, you have consequences that you have to be prepared for. I am Gangsta Chef Cabrini, honey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Pivot. Let's pivot in the direction of what you want. The question is, what do you want? I decided to be outside on my balcony, and I wanted you to hear the outside stimuli, the noise from outside, because wherever you're preparing to jump from, there might be some noise. The noise may distract you. It may entice you. It may propel you to either jump quicker or not jump at all. Which person are you? So, you know, preparing to jump is, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to actually prepare to jump. And then even when you jump, and as you're on your way down or in the direction of what you want, or uncertainties may come up. Did I make the right decision? Should I have jumped right now? Should I have waited? All of that will come through your mind as you're descending. But the good thing is that once you take that leap, and you know, some have called it the leap of faith. Once you take that leap, you can learn from the journey on the way down. And then, you know what, it kind of reminds me of when you go on that roller coaster ride, right? I remember going to Magic Mountain, and there was this roller coaster. And I forget the name of it because there's been so many now. But I remember, y'all hear the sounds from the people? There's excitement. Some people will be cheering you when you're jumping, honey. So anyway, I'm getting on this roller coaster, and I'm standing in that long line in the anticipation. And remember, this is the anticipation of your life, right? So you've jumped, and or before you jump, there's the anticipation along the way. There's that line, you know, the anticipation and or the line in your mind, much like going on a roller coaster. As you're about to get on that roller coaster and or preparing to jump, right? So I got on this ride. Oh, it was a Superman. I think it was Superman at Magic Mountain. And oh, Lord, I stood in that line. I got on it. And oh, my God, it was so fascinating. So electrifying. That when we got off, I ran back to do it again. So imagine when you have jumped and it goes well, you run back to jump again. But sometimes you might get on that roller coaster where it just made you sick and you threw up, and you know, some parts of it was exciting and you realize maybe I should not have eaten at the time. Maybe I'll try it again and I won't eat anything, because if I just had not eaten, I could have maybe experienced the ride differently. Well, life is much that way. Maybe don't eat before you jump, or maybe, you know, have things documented differently before you jump. But the bottom line is that when you are preparing to experience your life in the most amazing way, there are so many feelings that come. And then, much like in the Pixar movie Soul, the very thing that you've desired for so long, once you're doing it, you stand there at the moment and say, I thought it would feel a little more different than this. I thought it would be more exciting or more. I thought it would be more. Well, that's about the journey. And in Cabrini's Law, fuck that. The principles. The five principles that governs this law. When we get to the fifth one, it talks about every single thing that you do in your life is always, always, always about the journey. It's always about the journey. So I decided to sit outside on my balcony and let you hear all the sounds of life, everything that's happening, because everything about life is about the journey. It's about the journey that you're on, your way to you. You hear that? Everything is exciting. And it's always about the journey. I love you. And I look forward to the next podcast and all the subsequent podcasts that are on the way to you. But just always remember to pivot. Pivot. If you're in a space that you don't feel that makes you feel good about who you are, look in an opposite direction. And the sounds may come along that will direct you in the right direction of you. I'll talk to you in the next podcast. I see y'all. Hey, everybody, welcome back. welcome back. I guess I should be saying welcome back to myself because I've been away for a while. But I'm always, always, always thinking of you and thinking of how I could share with you how to pivot in the direction of what you want. The question is, what do you want? I am Gangsta Chef Cabrini, and I teach you how to pivot. So today I'm driving, and I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about what could I talk to you guys about today? And what came to my mind as I'm driving in my beautiful Jeep Grand Cherokee and looking at other amazing, beautiful cars that are, more than what I have. And I thought to myself, I am so happy where I am, and yes, eager for more. So I believe that when you become happy where you are, every single thing that you want will come to you easy and effortlessly. But if you think you have to have that other thing to make you happy, that's when it takes longer to get to you. So, today's pivot is about surrender. Surrendering yourself with where you are, being happy where you are, and being eager for more. That's all. That's all I got for you today. I love you, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode.